Years after Jesus went to be with his father, Emperor Claudius handed control of Judea and Samaria over to Herod Agrippa. Herod would go on to become one of the most powerful kings and one of the worst persecutors of Christians. One day, the king decided to get rid of James, the apostle. Kill him by sword was the plan. Sad as it was, more and more folks started singing Herod's praises. This made him believe a public trial would be a great way to boost his popularity. Even evil kings can't get enough love. During the next Passover, Herod went after Peter, had him arrested, and thrown in jail. Even put four squads of soldiers around the apostle's cell so he couldn't get away. When early church members heard, they started praying really hard, and they didn't stop. The night before his trial, Peter was double-chained with shackles and put between two guards. 14 other soldiers were placed at the prison gate. Deep into the night, when Peter was fast asleep, a bright light suddenly filled his whole cell. There, standing over him, was one awesome sight. It was an angel of the Lord. The angel tapped him on his side, told him to get up quick. The chains dropped from his wrists. Ordered to get dressed and follow the angel, Peter did as he was told. Slipping out the jail cell, the two passed the first and second guard posts. Then they came to a huge iron gate that led to the city. It was locked, but not for long. As the gate flung open, Peter followed the angel through to freedom. Safely out of harm's way, he looked up, only to find that the angel had vanished.